All right, welcome to 3 to 5 Guys, Boxes and Fries. My name is Phil, and today we have Lovell and Jonathan joining me.
Hello.
Welcome. I just want to thank anyone who has been listening to the episodes. You know, there's a few people, and I'm grateful for whoever does listen. I really still want to get that first Apple podcast written review, and I will read that on this podcast. Right now, there's like 2 reviews, and I'm going to, full disclosure, one of those is mine. I gave myself a 5-star review because I feel pretty good about what I do here. And so I need more of those. So if you're an Apple podcast right now, that app listening, you just scroll down past all the episodes and there's some stars. You hit the 5 and then you start writing something about how incredible this is. And that gets one more person to listen. All right. So I have a question for you guys, as I like to do in the beginning. What do you prefer to watch, movies or TV shows?
TV shows.
Depends on the mood.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Because Joker is one that I just watched, and that was a great movie. But then I'm watching Primal, which is a great TV show. Yeah.
So you enjoy both, and I thought of this question. And I said I didn't know how I'm going to answer this question because it is about the mood, like Jonathan said. But I find that, although I really, really love movies, I do like a movie night with some neighbor friends every week, you know, and I even have some other neighbor friends, other ones that I sometimes do a movie night with. And I love movies, but something about a TV show that you can kind of sit down and kind of get into an extended story and binge, it's really awesome. So
it's also, I think, more consumable. You can take it in parts, especially if it's,
yeah,
you know, it only lasts 20 minutes or 40 minutes. And then your story is also more expansive than a movie because you can have multiple episodes and multiple seasons and multiple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So it also seems to be more flexible in what they can do with it. So overall, I would say TV shows, but every once in a while, I like a story to be, you know, begin, have the climax and then resolution and be all nicely wrapped up in one package, like Joker, like what Lovell said. That's great.
Yeah.
I agree with that too. But with like TV shows, what's cool is like Breaking Bad, where every episode they had to make it count and had to somehow add to the story. You know, it's kind of neat that every episode, just like how you brought up with the movie, it starts, has a climax, and then it has resolution and such. Really good TV shows, an episode will not, it'll have just part of it, and it leaves you like wanting that, the resolution or all those different parts. That's kind of fun. Yeah,
that is fun. And like, even though it can be frustrating, like let's say a season ends and you know, and it's, you're all caught up and you're like, I have to wait a year or more for where this goes next, but that's what kind of makes it magical, you know what I mean, in a way too, because it's like you can get so invested in these drawn out characters and stories, for sure. Cool. All right. So let's see here. I hear my wife coming down the stairs. She doesn't know that I'm recording a podcast right now. I was going to tell her, but then I thought, nah, but here she is. Okay. But now she knows because I'm saying this all out loud. So today I wanted to have a topic, and I like to usually start with a story, and I couldn't really think of anything specific here, but other than this concept of making this podcast is something that I wanted to do. And then I kind of spoke to some other people like you guys, Lovell and Jonathan, a couple other people I work with, and got some other people to join me. And there's part of me that was like, I hope they want to do this, but also I just hope they just do it, you know, so I have people to do it with me. And so the topic today is selfishness. And if that could be, is selfishness a good thing? Or is there situations where selfishness can be a good thing? And does it always have to be? Because I think there's a way that there's some people that might think selfish by nature of the word is a behavior that is immoral. Is that the case? What do you guys think?
So I went through that article and it had some good points both directions. I want to start off with why there's some good selfishness. Like spending some time focusing on yourself, like your physical health, your mental health, and then actually taking some time just for you to like relax, do things that you enjoy. It's all good things to help build yourself up. Something that I remember somebody was talking about was if you were wanting to go help somebody else, like if you're trying to lift somebody up, you need to be on a higher ground than they are in order to pull them up to where you are. And if you aren't there yourself, you're not going to be any help to anyone. So you got to spend some time on yourself. Yeah.
Totally. And like in the article that Lovell's referring to, and I'll actually put a link to it in the show notes. It's from Psychology Today, and it's an article called Good, Neutral, and Bad Selfishness. Selfishness. Yeah, I thought I misread that for a second. But and so I kind of said that to you guys ahead of time. You may or may not have read it, Jonathan, but it was just to kind of get some ideas percolating. I think that this isn't like a super deep article. It kind of goes some pretty standard basic stuff, but I think it's good stuff. And I think that's the thing you point out here, Lovell, is yeah, like self-care is important, even though you could say that's selfish. Like another, one of the things it says in the article is, you know, people could say, hey, brushing your teeth, you know, that is a selfish act because you're doing that to keep your from getting cavities. And maybe, you know, you appreciate the benefits of that. But someone could say, yeah, but you could be helping somebody during those 2 minutes. You could be helping a homeless person rather than doing that. I mean, that's kind of extreme. You know, that's ridiculous. That's a good selfish, right?
I think by people brushing their teeth, that's very unselfish because I appreciate when other people brush their teeth.
Yeah, that's true. That right. Is a good point.
I'm not even sure if I would put that in a category of selfishness. I don't know. I feel like when you're talking about selfish, you're talking about prioritizing your wants or needs over someone else's. And like, I guess there's always, like you said, a time element. You can always be saying, well, how you spend your time could be selfish or altruistic. But I think in general, when we look at ideas, we are instances that we're talking about, if someone's selfish, we're talking about prioritizing themselves over a group. So if we're as a group trying to figure out where to go to eat and someone selfishly says, hey, I have a coupon for this place, let's go there. Or
is it a group coupon?
Someone, we're doing some sort of group work and someone's trying to take the smallest pieces. Or my old roommates who, when we would order a pizza, we'd split it evenly. And then he would take all the biggest pieces he possibly could.
So it's so, like, hey, there's 6 pieces. I'll take the 3 biggest.
Right. So
I think, but basically some of this is just straight. That's is more clearly bad than others. Like, for instance, saying, hey, we should go to this place. I have a coupon. You're kind what of you're saying you're saying, hey, this is something that interest is in my self-interest. I think if people say, oh, we really don't want to go there as a whole, you don't need to like further push the agenda. I mean, that's when it becomes like bad. But to, you know, bring up something that would benefit you is not necessarily bad, right?
Well, interestingly, in that scenario, if the person who has the coupon like influences the group to go to the place, you might say that they're being like, you know, that person's being selfish because they're just doing it for themselves. However, on the other hand, if the group's like, nah, we're not going to go there because we just want to go eat here instead, you could say the group's being selfish because they're not, you know, they're not being flexible with someone else who's trying to, you know, maybe budget and save. So
yeah, they're denying someone this benefit that they could have, and you could consider that selfish. That's true.
Compromise. They're like, if you guys want me to go to lunch with you, we have to go to here. If you don't want to, that's fine. I just won't come with. Okay.
So yeah, I think looking after yourself on the very small stuff, like, oh, I want to get lunch today, but I want to get it cheap. Or, hey, I want to, like, to be honest, I understood that my roommate was going to take the larger slices of pizza. It slightly bothered me, but I never brought it up. I never really cared too much. And if he's hungry and it doesn't seem to bother me, then why shouldn't he? You know, on the smaller stuff, I don't think it matters so much. But when it comes to big things
and food,
to, you know, once you get to the big stuff that actually has a real tangible lasting effect on someone, that's when you can't be selfish.
I don't know, but that is the unfortunate behavior still, even though it's low stakes. That's pretty messed up. You know, say I'm just going to take all the biggest pieces and I don't really care about this other person. I mean, that's, you know, that's not cool. I mean, it's like, and that's kind of the stuff. I mean, even though, like I said, low stakes, but let's say criminal behavior or manipulative behavior, these are clearly bad things where you don't care at all about other people's needs and all you care about are your own. Because I think we can be selfish and say, I really hope things go my way, but I'm not going to like specifically like hurt people. You know what I mean? So
that makes sense. Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm trying to think of some other things that are selfish, that are, you got good selfish and you got bad selfish. Focusing on yourself, just improve yourself, is good. But I think whenever it comes at the expense of somebody else, that's definitely when it's bad selfish. For me, a personal ground that I've been pushing myself, and I'm trying to push my views on everyone else too, that as long as whatever you do doesn't in like impact somebody else's like will or their desire or anything like that, then yeah, it's fine. So with being selfish, like when you're trying to impose your views, like for example, what Jonathan brought up with picking a place to eat, you're kind of pushing your agenda on the group. Of like, hey, I want to go eat here because this is my, I have a coupon here. It's not benefiting the group. It benefits me individually. That's a gray area. That's a spotlight. If the group decides, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we're willing to entertain that. Great. But if the person is going to be a bum or a stinker about it, then sure. Yeah, that's not cool. That's an area that the group needs to agree upon. So yeah.
Yeah. If they start to like manipulate the group, you know, to get what they want, and use guilt or something, or, you know, like you said, being a stinker butt about it.
Yeah.
whatever you said, for sure. And so I think when you say like, so the things you brought up are bad selfish, good selfish, and like the article mentions neutral selfish. But I mean, the thing, so I think one thing I thought was interesting that was brought up in the article about good selfish is essentially it's like a win-win situation where someone says, hey, I have this album that I want to trade you for the album you have. And each person feels like, oh, I'm getting something I'm more excited about. And so each is having a benefit and they're doing it because it benefits them. And we don't do as much of that bartering in today's day and age. One thing we do is we say, hey, I work hard. I earn money. I feel like I want this item. Like I want an iPhone and I will give this money for that. And so it's like, you could say that's, and it's kind of interesting. I never thought of it, but it kind of mentioned like giving money for something that you want is kind of like selfish in a way because you're doing something that you desire. But the other party's winning as well because they're getting what they want. They say, hey, I put effort into building something. And I think if I get that much money for it, I'm happy with that. So both get what they want. You know what I mean? So, and the problem is this assuming that the word selfish is bad, because it's not necessarily bad. So anyways.
Yeah. It is interesting to think about. Yeah. Cause we're always taught that selfishness is a bad thing. You shouldn't do it. You should always think about others at all times. And yeah, it's true. Serving others and being kind and considerate to others is extremely important. And in one of the previous episodes that you did is I cared a lot about how, whenever you're interacting with other people, that you treat them in a positive way, because you're, in a sense, you're kind of being selfish. Because if you're interacting with a clerk or somebody at the cashier, you're being nice to them because you're wanting them to be nice back to you. you're wanting to make sure the service mm-hmm. is exchanged and everything goes the way that you are expecting this transaction to go. So you're a little bit selfish, but it's a mutual selfish at that point, because the person at the cash register, you are assuming that they have the same interest at their heart too, that they want this to go smoothly too. They don't want you to be mean to them, and they don't want to be rude to you either. So they're going to try to treat you well too. Go ahead, John.
So I guess that brings up the question, if you are at a restaurant and your waiter is rude and uncaring and just generally not good, do you then drop any politeness and you're just rude and uncaring to them, or do you still, you know, try to be nice, try to say please, try to say thank you?
And then, like, and is one or the other selfish to do, you think?
Oh, I'm just asking what you would personally do in that situation. What have you done? Because I'm sure that situation has come up before.
I know.
What I think what I wanted. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I say. I've been in situations like that, and I probably didn't respond the nicest way possible, but I got him in the end with no tip. But but yeah, you're trying to be kind to them too, because you have no idea what the heck's going on in their life either. You're like, okay, maybe this person's just having a real bad day. Maybe someone died in their family. I don't know. Maybe they just got crabs in their pants or something.
Yeah, but that contradicts, I guess, your earlier thought that, you know, you're being nice to them so that you selfishly want them to be nice to you. Well, if they're not being nice to you, then maybe you being nice to them isn't being selfish in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I think the behavior you sometimes, I mean, you can do a behavior selfishly in hoping you receive a certain behavior back. But I also think, let's say this person is just rude, this waiter or waitress or whatever. And the server, how about we call him that? I mean, the server is rude. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to be rude back, because selfishly that gives me a satisfaction of like sticking it to them. Or you could say, you know what? I'm going to be nice to them because I feel like a bigger person and I feel good about myself. And that's selfish too, because you want to feel a certain way either way, right? You want to feel vindicated, or you want to feel not superior, but you want to, maybe you just want to feel the satisfaction of being kind. I don't know. You know what I mean? These are all kind of selfish things, because we're trying to get a feeling out of it that we want, right?
Well, then you're kind of going down the dangerous path of, can we do anything that isn't selfish?
Oh, like, you're saying like, yeah. And that's kind like of the question.
Are all actions just so that we can, you know, get good feelings or build relationships with people that we will later use to get jobs or, you know, spend time, you know, be entertained.
So nothing is authentic.
Are you doing anything that's truly selfless?
That's an interesting thought.
I think is selfless and selfish, are they opposed to each other? Are they like opposites?
I think so. I think they're different roots. I'm not sure if you can be selfless and selfish at the same moment.
Well,
I'm not saying I don't agree. I'm just trying to think of it differently. But I think, yeah, I mean,
Here's an idea. I'm just bouncing off you guys. So whenever we go do something for somebody else, a lot of in this article we were reading is like, hey, if you're feeling down or not having a great day, or if you just want to be happy, go do something for someone else. So are you going to go do this thing for somebody else so you can be happy? Is that bad? And then that's one idea. And then I'll go to this other idea that I'm doing with right now is, I was browsing the app Wish and I came across these Minecraft sunglasses, and I looked at it and go, you know what? John Woodruff would love these. I think I might get him and get it for him. Am I being selfish at all in that situation? Because where does that land? Am I doing this because I truly like John and I think he'll appreciate this thing, or am I looking for something out of this? Where does that land?
Dude, I kind of think I know exactly the feeling you're talking about. And it's like this feeling, because it will feel so good to give this to someone knowing that they'll like it so much. And it's like, you could look at that in two ways. You could say, I'm going to feel so good, or I'm just selfless because I want them to feel so good. And I just feel good by as a byproduct or something, you know? I think ultimately it's a good thing, right? You're doing a good thing and you had a good thought. You thought of someone else. So I think that's selfless, you know what I mean? But you felt good with the idea of how he would feel good, I would assume, yeah, right?
It's like, I've had that, there's that good feeling of, I'm so excited for him to have it because he'll have a good feeling because it fits him somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's totally. And that's a good, I know exactly what you're talking about, that feeling too. Yeah, when you see something like that. Anyways. Well, awesome. This has been an interesting conversation, I think. I don't know if we ever come to any conclusions, but I don't think that's the point, right? So, but anything, you guys have anything you guys want to say or plug or throw in before we wrap up?
I'm right, you're wrong.
Oh, of course, that sounds about right.
If you get the chance to see the movie Gemini, you can wait till it comes out on Netflix, but it's still a good movie.
But you can't wait to see Joker. Go see that right now.
Yeah, go see Joker. You can miss Gemini Man because I didn't. I feel fine.
Joker's fantastic.
So
it's just an action.
Lovell, what's the name of your other podcast? You've told me about it. I just want you to say it.
It's Code 418. So that's a podcast about development and code and just the life as a developer. We just did a podcast recently about the imposter syndrome. So we talk about things like that.
Awesome. I'm going to listen to it. Then where can it be found? Is it just like on all the major stuff or do you have it somewhere?
All the major places. You can find it. Same place that this is can be found as well.
Awesome. Code 415.
418, which if you're a geek, actually, let's see. Jonathan, do you know what that is? Status code 418.
I'm a teapot. Short and stuff. It is a joke. HTTP status code.
Cool.
For your program out there.
Cool. Well, thanks, you guys. Until next time, keep on thinking about the world around you and question everything. No, I'm just kidding. See you guys.